Monday, Bloody Monday. Don Lemon and Tucker Carlson have been let go by the respective networks CNN and Fox News. So here's a song about it. Fox News said no goodbyes, made Tucker go away. How wrong, just to move along. How wrong, 'cause tonight, there is nothing on tonight. Tucker Carlson's gone, broken networks, farther stars. Don Lemon and Tucker drinking down at the bar. They won't take another call, 'cause the network put their back up against the wall. Bold Americans, it was a bloody Monday, bloody. Don Lemon, Tucker Carlson are out. So sit back, grab yourself a cup of coffee or whatever it is that you're into. You're listening to America Emboldened with Greg Bolden on the America Out Loud Network.
America Emboldened.
Greg, I feel emboldened.
You don't know the founding fathers. You don't know what they did. You don't know what they sacrificed. We have lost touch with the principles in the Constitution. Nobody's read the Declaration of Independence. You are voting for socialism, and you got what you voted for.
You are darn right, Michael Bednarik. What a great way to start the show. Once again, America Emboldened. I am your host, Greg Bolden, here on the America Out Loud Network. Wow, my shows are absolutely on point lately. I feel like I'm ahead of the news cycle by about 10 steps. But the fact that I did my episode yesterday about Susan Rice, and then during my day, before my episode even has a chance to air on the network, the Biden administration announces they're distancing themselves from Susan Rice. She's leaving. But that wasn't the only big news of the day. Not only is the ringleader of domestic policy in the Biden administration now out, but Tucker Carlson and Don Lemon had two absolutely shocking exits, one from CNN and one on Fox News. Why was Fox letting go Tucker Carlson? Why did Don Lemon be shown the door? Well, I can't really say I like Don Lemon whatsoever to begin with. He was somebody who was an opportunist, a sensationalist in many ways. And I also believe that Tucker Carlson could possibly be part of the settlement. I'm curious if there was any type of backroom deal last week where they said to Fox News, all right, you pay us $787.5 million and Tucker Carlson has to go as well. And possibly maybe we'll see more people going in the future. There's reports out of Fox that staffers were celebrating after letting Tucker go. I will tell you, Tucker Carlson was about the only positive thing that Fox News really had going at the present moment. If you call his style positive, which I believe a lot of my listeners would probably say that he was a positive influence. He was pulling just last week over 2.5 million viewers per day. That's a pretty large viewership for cable news right now. So we'll wonder where he's going. I have a theory about why he was let go. The first is, could it be part of the settlement? The second is, could it be something that he said? See, Tucker Carlson last week on April 19th went up against Big Pharma. He made some comments about the pharmaceutical industry and Fox News and how it was corrupt. And so I want you to hear some of his words on the April 19th show, because this could also be a very good reason why Tucker Carlson was let go.
Tonight, sometimes you wonder just how filthy and dishonest our news media are. You'll be in the shower and you'll think they're bad, but how bad are they? Well, here's one measure of their badness. You can try this at home. Ask yourself, is any news organization you know of so corrupt that it's willing to hurt you on behalf of its biggest advertisers?
Yes, CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, all of them. See, Tucker Carlson right here is exposing Fox News and all the other news media in how they were in bed with Pfizer from the very get-go with the vaccine. He goes and compares the MyPillow guy and makes some analogies that really make sense, but you can listen to the entire thing. But listen to this other section that I believe got him fired.
Now imagine as they told you that Fox, as a news organization, endorsed it, amplified the government's message. Imagine if Fox News attacked anyone who refused to buy MyPillow as an ally of Russia, as an enemy of science. And then imagine that Fox kept up those libelous attacks even as evidence mounted that MyPillow caused heart attacks, fertility problems, and death.
Now, Tucker is very coyly using MyPillow as the pseudonym for the COVID experimental mRNA. And this is a brilliant way in order to phrase it, because Fox News did exactly what Tucker Carlson is accusing of, as did CNN, MSNBC, and almost all the other news media. They did Big Pharma's bidding the entire time. Continue on, Tucker. This is absolutely brilliant, the way this was written and phrased by your staffers.
If Fox News did that, what would you think of Fox News? Would you trust us? Of course you wouldn't. You would know that we were liars.
Now, Tucker tries to paint the fact that Fox News didn't do what all these other news media networks did. Sorry, Tucker, but Pfizer was a sponsor of your news just as much. The pharmaceutical industry is completely in Fox News's pockets as well. And so his entire monologue that continues on kind of exposes himself into the lie.
Thank heaven Fox News never did anything like that, but the other channels did. The other channels took hundreds of millions of dollars from big pharma companies.
The problem is this just isn't true. Fox News sold absolutely millions of dollars worth of advertisements to Pfizer, where they combated any type of vaccine skepticism or any critics that were saying that the vaccines were killing people, helping people refuse to get vaccinated. In fact, Pfizer and AstraZeneca ran hundreds of commercials and ranked among the network's top 150 sponsors. So Tucker, your words here just don't ring true. You were accepting money just like the rest of them.
And then they shilled for their sketchy products on the air. And as they did that, they maligned anyone who was skeptical of those products. At the very least, this was a moral crime. It was disgusting, but it was universal. It happened across the American news media. They all did it.
Now, does this mean that Pfizer has come after Tucker Carlson? Does this mean that they went to Rupert Murdoch? They went to leadership and they said, you know what? We've had enough of this guy. He's got to go. He's exposing us and all these other networks. Just another possible theory that is out there as to why Tucker was fired. This one, I think, might have legs.
So at this point, the question isn't who in public life is corrupt, too many to count. The question is, who is telling the truth? There are not many of those. One of them is Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Robert Kennedy knew early that the COVID vaccines were both ineffective and potentially dangerous, and he said so in public to the extent he was allowed. Science has since proven Robert F. Kennedy Jr. right, unequivocally right.
There it is. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the Democrat nominee, who likely is not aligned too well with Fox News. So now we're going up against Big Pharma, who's one of the top 150 sponsors of Fox News. And we're also giving an endorsement to the person going up against Joe Biden, not somebody who is a conservative, but somebody who is a Democrat. Could this have been the writing on the wall in order to show Tucker Carlson the door? Or was it some of the smear pieces that are starting to come out right now where staffers are saying they celebrated because Tucker Carlson was an anti-Semite, according to this report, if you are to believe what happened in the Rolling Stone magazine. People saying it was pure joy. Finally, they realized no one is untouchable. It's a great day for America and for real journalists who work hard every day to deliver the news at Fox. Another producer says it was a good move to part ways with Tucker. He knowingly spreads lies throughout his time at Fox, but I fear management will replace him with someone who is just like him. So there probably won't be any real change. Is it the fact that people are saying that he harassed individuals? Or is it for the fact that he just didn't toe the line? Is it for the fact it was part of the $787.5 million that was settled in Delaware courts last week? Or could it be because he went up against Big Pharma? Or could it just be a mixture of all of these things all said in one? It was a Monday, bloody Monday, by all means. They didn't even give Carlson the time to say goodbye on his show. They showed him the door, said, thank you for your time. See you later. Pack your bags. You're gone. Apparently, there's also a discrimination lawsuit that's going to be coming out pretty soon against Tucker Carlson. And with Fox's current state of legal woes, they also did not want to worry about that when it comes up. And so people are saying that it's really about his lying, his bullying, his conspiracy mongering, according to a producer that Yahoo News spoke with. So we'll have to follow that court case as well as things move forward. Now, Don Lemon had a very divisive show. I could not stand Don Lemon. I really couldn't. Anyway, his morning show, it's over. He had to pass... give apologies to Nikki Haley for saying that she was past her prime. Gave on-air apologies for that. But that he's made comments about our cities. He's made so many absolutely asinine comments over the years. I can't believe that his career spanned 17 years. But Don was also let go, and he took the Twitter to tell everybody that he didn't get a chance to say goodbye, to which CNN immediately put out a statement stating, well, actually, we invited you upstairs to talk this out, and you declined and left and decided to go on to Twitter instead, proving once again that Don Lemon stretches the truth, sensationalizes, and lies. And then in the trifecta of all of this, Susan Rice is out. I just did a show on Joe Biden stating, who is the shadow government? What type of role does Susan Rice play as the domestic policy advisor to Joe Biden? I can't believe this, but Susan Rice will be wrapping up her term at the White House in late May, according to the press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, when she spoke with reporters on Monday, which, by the way, Joe Biden still has not done a press briefing. Eventually, I'm just going to put a countdown every show and just remind people it's been X amount of days since Joe Biden went into the press briefing room and took questions from everybody and was able to speak on his own. I gave you reports yesterday that this was, in many ways, Rice's efforts that we were seeing throughout the country. And it sounds like, at this point in time, that they were tired of it. That somebody either decided, hey, you know what? The spotlight's on. We need to find somebody else, get the spotlight off the admin, get it back on Joe as we get ready for this next run. So maybe my show helped get rid of Susan Rice. I don't believe so. But I guess that was just energy that was out there in the world at this point in time that other people happened to catch on to, and now she's gone. So we got a bloody Monday. It was a great way to start the week. And we also had an absolutely crazy, crazy solar storm that hit here at the same time that Space Force comes out and says we may be facing a new era of threats beyond Earth. I'm going to talk about that, how we almost all lost our electricity yesterday, and how Space Force is putting the proper, probably, attention on space at the present moment. So we'll talk about that on the flip side. Make sure you go to AmericaOutloud.com where you can check out all of our sponsors. Some great products for you there to go and support. Please check them out right now. Help keep the lights on here. Support all the other great talent, my colleagues, their shows, and the America Out Loud Talk Radio. I'll be right back in just a few moments. You're listening to America Emboldened with Greg Bolden on the America Out Loud Network.
Well, the Out Loud Truth was the rallying call that started it all. A wide spectrum of programming from world and political news to societal, your health, and cultural stories. 7 amazing years of news stories, informative podcasts, and great talk radio. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Whether you're an independent, a Democrat, or a Republican, one thing remains true. Airborne viruses love us equally. You've all heard Malcolm and the great Dr. Peter McCullough talk about the advanced nasal solution Cofix RX. Cofix is made in the USA and recommended by thousands of doctors and pharmacists nationwide. Spray goodbye to colds and flus with a Cofix RX nasal solution cleanse. That's COFIXRX.com. Save 20% by using promo code Out Loud at CofixRx.com.
Here on America Out Loud, we emphasize optimal health, and air is the most essential element for life. The average person inhales over 35 pounds of air every day. Yet we seldom think about how to rid the air of pathogens swiftly and safely when we need to. The Genesis Fogger Plus HOCL is the only way to quickly and naturally restore air to its optimal condition. Visit genesisfogger.com/outloud for a free ebook on everything you need to know about HOCL and receive a 15% discount on the Genesis Fogger with promo code OUTLOUD. With Genesis, you'll be ready for what's next.
Millions of Americans are needlessly suffering from the long-haul effects of the toxic spike protein. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company designed their spike support formula to counteract harmful spike protein from COVID-19 and vaccines so you can feel your best. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order.
Welcome back, bold Americans. We're talking about Monday, Bloody Monday. Tucker Carlson, Don Lemon, and Susan Rice are out. One other thing to think about is Paul Ryan was on the board of Fox News, and he wants them to move away from Trump and Tucker Carlson. He likely had a large talking point as well as this discrimination case. But then there's also the distraction, right? Why all three?
Don't be suspicious.
That's from Parks and Recreation. I just want to point out they get caught. They're in a graveyard. They're singing the song, Don't Be Suspicious. Start the dance until they get caught. That's the United States government likely right now, too. Because what are they hiding from you? Why Susan Rice, Don Lemon, Tucker Carlson, all on the same day? What is the news media failing to report on? Well, how about a KP8 electromagnetic storm that hit the Earth yesterday, causing northern lights to be seen as far south as southern Arizona, and on the East Coast as far south as central Virginia, and in the West Virginia, places where it's just absolutely unheard of to see the northern lights. And we're not talking about just like a faint little show at that type of latitude. We're also talking about the fact that the longitude latitude where it normally states means that the Earth's magnetic field is extremely weak. This was not even a large solar flare that was flung our way. It's because that the Earth's magnetic field is weakening so much right now and in a horrible state of weakening that this storm had such an impact on society. This could have been so much worse. Had this been a larger flare that had been flung on an Earth-facing direction, we might have had power grids completely knocked out right now. We might be talking about how there were cities that had no electricity and would not have electricity possibly for months as they try to figure out how to rebuild. Or an even worse solar storm could possibly trigger some type of catastrophe event. And no, this is not sensationalism. This is all based upon facts and based upon records, which show all of these things existing in the rocks. The magnetic field is recorded in rocks. And then there's Space Force. Space Force, the same day that all this happens, now the news is finally reporting what they were talking about last week, saying that it's a new era of space activity, that we have threats in our on-orbit capabilities from competitors. And you look at China, what they're building right now, they can take out any satellite that they wish, and they're able to hijack with technology. And so we now have new threats in outer space that we weren't thinking of before. Donald Trump's looking like a genius creating Space Force at this point in time. We also know that there's a good amount of congestion in space with objects that have been sent up over the decades after decades and are increasing at an exponential rate and are now possibly going to go off track and could jeopardize other satellites that are used for communications or military satellites. And so that gets to be even crazier. We see that the war in Ukraine has been helped with SpaceX and Elon Musk's Starlink satellites, giving them the ability to still be able to use the internet during this war. There is an entire new thing going on, I would say, in outer space when it comes to war readiness and threats from other countries. We now have these rockets that can get up into orbit before attacking anywhere in the world in a matter of minutes. There's no defense against a lot of this stuff. And so is that one of the stories that people hope to distract us from with these firings? There's also plenty of other stories that are going on right now. Apparently, the Atlanta DA is getting ready to make a decision in the next 6 to 8 weeks regarding the Donald Trump trial there. Will he be indicted on more charges? Hunter Biden, right now, he may be in big trouble for his taxes. That's big. There's people working for the Biden administration at the White House right now. They're being implicated in the Ukraine back in 1994 that are being questioned at press conferences. We have Joe Biden that's supposed to be announcing here any day that he's running for re-election, despite the fact that 7 out of 10 Americans, almost 3 out of every 4 Americans, hope that he doesn't. They don't want him to run. About only 26% of people polled said, yeah, that's a good idea. Joe Biden should run again. People don't want an 80-year-old president to go after another term that's going to be 82 when they're taking the office. They're tired of this. They want change. And you know what? I think people see the economy. People see what's happening in their hometowns. And they're going, yeah, you know what? This isn't working. What they ended up doing was they voted for anybody but Donald Trump. And what they ended up getting was basically a skin that moves and talks not much different than Madame Tussauds wax museum. All right. I think there's more life in the Disney presidential hall than there is in Joe Biden right now. It's all people making these decisions. And then when it comes to Donald Trump, only 34% of Americans that were polled have a positive view of him and 53% have a negative view. People don't want these as the two options. They don't want Donald Trump and they do not want Joe Biden. And so reporters asked Ron DeSantis how he felt about the fact that Donald Trump was beating him. And they asked him, does he have any thoughts on that? And he was hilarious. He's like, I'm not a candidate. He said, so we'll see if that changes when it changes. But right now, like, why does he care? He's like, I'm not even running against the guy right now. And you're saying that I'm losing? This is a hypothetical. I haven't even thrown my hat into the ring. Although, with the amount of people that seem unhappy, I don't think that Ron DeSantis is a good candidate for us. But perhaps that will be the candidate that we get because we just don't have any other options at this point in time. What other stories could they be hoping that we miss? Could it be the fact that cryptocurrency, we're not paying attention to Sam Bankman-Fried? Could it be the fact that I gave you the warning signs for another Great Depression and how they're at our front door? Could it be the fact that Clarence Thomas, his billionaire friend that I reported on just about a week ago from the Crow family, that when they started investigating him, that he actually did have a court case that he ruled on, where it was back in January 2005. Architecture firm wanted $25 million from his friend's residential company. And guess what? Clarence Thomas, he ruled on that, and he never reported the fact that he had a conflict of interest at that point in time. He participated. There were no noted dissents. Again, can we get some type of ethics into the Supreme Court? Can we have a conversation about, do we need a code of conduct? Hell, let's take it straight on through. If you're in elected office, let's make sure that everybody has that. And or is this a distraction from the fact that so many of the people on Joe Biden's cabinet have never taken an oath to the Constitution? I saw this story the other day, and I'm still confirming it. So we're going to file this under walk gently right now as far as cabinet members not taking it. But there was a good amount of people that were being listed stating there was no on the record cabinet taking an oath, most of these members, to uphold the Constitution. So people were illegally, if they had not done so, serving the President of the United States. So that's another interesting story. Maybe that's what we're being distracted about. If it's not the Supreme Court justices, maybe they don't want us to know the fact that, hey, you know what? Most of these people are not doing the bidding of the Constitution. Here in my own state of Delaware, marijuana was legalized as of this week, but the governor took a chicken way out. Governor Carney said that he did not support it and said he would always veto it. However, now that it finally passed after the third or fourth year in a row, Governor Carney just said, look, I don't support this. I'm just not going to sign anything after 10 days it becomes law. So now we have marijuana legal in Delaware, the 22nd state, my state. Now, I'm not somebody as a libertarian that's going to tell people what they should or should not do. In fact, I believe that you should really be able to do basically about anything that you want to do as long as you're not harming other people or the potential to harm other people from your activities. I think that that's really important as well. But yeah, are all of these stories something that people don't want you to see front and center? Because I'll just continue to put them on my podcast. I'll make sure that you know what's going on. And also, just when you think that there's no more COVID variants news that needs to come out, that's right. The fear machine is back in full force. The Helix, the surveillance company that finds the emerging variants that recently talked about, I believe it's called Arcturus. Now, oh my God, can you believe what COVID has morphed into? Itchy eyes. You can get red, itchy eyes now from COVID-19. However, I just want to point out what time of year it is, as this is spreading, as they said, in Florida with conjunctivitis. This is key to the allergy season here in the eastern part of the United States. Everything is blooming. Is it possible that we're just seeing the fact that COVID is also now showing up with allergies at the same time? Oh, fear. Oh, my God. I can't believe it. We might have itchy eyes if we get COVID. Remember, the worst thing that we had to worry about is a bunch of nurses doing a TikTok dance? Woo! I'll tell you, those were the days. No, I'm kidding. Obviously, I understand there's worse. And then I spoke with somebody today that is in the military. I can't say who that is, because I've promised they would not reveal my source. But I just pointed out what was going on in Taiwan, pointed out what was going on with digital currency. And I know what this person does in the military as far as their role. And it looks like the United States is on the move again, strengthening forces in a couple of different areas, as well as creating some new places, which I will not disclose the location. If somebody wants to do that, they can. But my point that I'm getting at is, yes, we are in exercises at this point in time to fight in Taiwan. We are positioning enough troops over in that area to make sure that missiles do not make it into our territories, to make sure that we have defense systems. And that could come at a very extremely large cost. We have a phenomenal system of Patriot-style missiles that are of different payloads and different distances of which they can travel. And I've been assured that we are at the ready. So is war imminent? Will it be breaking out? I almost said broken out. Will it be breaking out here in the coming months or year/years? I'd say that that is a possibility based upon the conversation that I had earlier today. And then we get to the final distraction of Twitter. I've been talking about these blue check marks, people freaking out. Are blue check marks actually even doing anything for anybody? I mean, really, is that helping people get seen more? Because right now he's just giving blue check marks up to other people. So I think that's interesting. Anyway, so there's that. Also, there's a judge that ordered Hunter Biden that he needs to come to court to answer laptop questions. I'm pretty sure his lawyers will be making sure that doesn't happen. But they want to ask him questions about one of the Biden children that Hunter has denied that he was father of until the DNA test proved otherwise. And so they want to talk about some of these issues, some of the content, things that are on there. And now all of a sudden, one of the lawyers representing Hunter Biden, Brent Langdon, is saying, it's not my client's laptop as far as I know. He's never accepted that it's his laptop. Wait a minute. Let's back up to Wilmington, Delaware, and court filings against John Paul Mac Isaac. And I think you'll find that Biden did claim that this was his laptop based upon. So the Bidens and their various lawyers are starting to fall apart. They can't keep their stories together. So maybe we really have a Monday, bloody Monday of epic proportions here coming up. I'm going to try to keep today's show short here. We hit the 30-minute mark, a little past there. I'm going to call it a day, and I'll be back tomorrow with some great content, figuring out what was hidden from us on Monday. For here on Tuesday, as we're talking, what is happening that we're getting distraction stories? Hope I honored your time well. As always, you can go to my website, AmericaEmboldened.com, if you'd like to support the show. There's a little widget on there, right-hand corner. You can buy me a cup of coffee. You can help support the show at Give, Send, Go. As always, appreciate all of your support, whether that's just sharing the show on Twitter, tagging me, sending me an email, letting me know what you think of things, or offering me some feedback. Love hearing from all of you. Hope that you have a great rest of your day, everybody. You've been listening to America Emboldened with Greg Bolden on the America Out Loud Network. Be bold, America.